This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Standing behind tabletop displays, students transformed St. Vitale Shopping Center into a marketplace. As you walked through the center, you heard confidence building in real time, teens selling products, answering questions, and learning what it takes to run a business. The trade fair, held in early March, was part of JA Manitoba's company program, which gives students hands-on experience in entrepreneurship, teamwork, and sales. One of those students was Uluwaseye Shitu, co-founder of Daily, a motivational calendar brand. She said the idea was to bring a little bit more humanity into our day-to-day.
We created Daily just to get people out there more, add a little bit of humanity, just give people positivity and just a little bit of motivation and just turn a mundane task into like something really exciting. Yeah.
Her teammate, Ulu Fumulayo, said the program appealed to their interest in trying something new.
We were all originally attracted by the idea of starting a business. I feel all of us are really interested in being entrepreneurs when we're older, or we're just interested in the experience. And we also just wanted to share kindness with people and motivation.
Like any real business venture, the day came with challenges. But for the students, those moments became part of the lesson.
Definitely ways to like adapt to situations that can happen, especially when we're out here. There's a lot going on, and just being able to calm down in very tough situations as well.
Just a few tables down, another student team was selling bubble brew, cafe-scented candles designed to recreate the vibes of a cafe at home. Kira Kainth explains the concept.
Trying to bring that cafe aroma and that cafe scent to your home, minus all the distractions and noise. So this product is to help you steady, romanticize the little things in your life. We have four signature scents: matcha latte, cinnamon dolce, vanilla latte, and coffee cake. And our most popular is vanilla latte.
Her cousin and teammate, Dive Kainth, said the idea came from brainstorming sessions and student life itself.
We all came together and we basically came up with ideas and we pitched it to the group. So this one was the idea that originally Noor created or thought of. So we all pitched in, you know, made it work.
We were like scrolling through Pinterest. We found this really cute bubble candle. We're like, wait, this is so cute. And we originally wanted to like market to students. So we're thinking, how can we make this so it's specifically marketed to students? So we thought about that cafe aspect and added it in there. Like, students love to study in cafes, but all that noise and all that ruckus, it's a hard time. So we're like, how can we bring that to your house? Hence, bubble brew.
Production deadlines provided a challenge for this group, but that experience in itself was also rewarding.
Putting the candles in the molds and everything, that takes time, right? So we really needed to overcome the challenge of budgeting our time and making sure that we get our production done on time.
One thing that I would say fulfilling is actually seeing the candles come together. It was a little unmotivating at the beginning, seeing like, because our candles, the supplies take a long time to come in and all the stuff we need. So seeing the candles, that was really fulfilling for us.
Springfield Collegiate teacher and JA advisor Dave McLean said the trade fair builds skills that go far beyond business.
Public speaking skills is crucial in sales, and being able to engage with customers and speak about your product and sell your product very, very well. That is one thing that I always, as a teacher, tell my students all the time. If you have great public speaking skills, if you could sell a product, sell a business, you could ultimately be very, very successful.
JA Manitoba program manager Jeanette Bergman said the growth she sees each year in students is remarkable.
I think with business, there's always going to be leaders. And so what we found is this group of students are potentially Manitoba's next leaders because of the opportunities that they're getting.
For Uluwaseye, the biggest takeaway was confidence and resilience.
Confidence is really important, and as I went about this, I feel like more confidence was grown. I was able to connect with people more and just talk to people, and I feel like that helped a lot.
At the JA Manitoba Trade Fair, students weren't just selling products. They were building confidence, resilience, and the first taste of what's possible. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.